Ron Boots and synth.nl coming up shortly. Yeah, Ron Boots. I'll be speaking to Michelle very shortly. Talking about the brand new album between them, the it's a collaboration, really. Refuge en Verre. I think it's shelter glass or something in English. I'm not going to try and pronounce the French, whatever it is. This is Summer Thunderstorm. Thanks from John from Islip, just ringing in. Good morning, Islip. And good morning, synth.nl. Good evening, Michelle, or is it good morning, Michelle, of course, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of night.
I mean, I suppose technically we have to say morning, but of course I don't really count morning until it's actually daylight. What about you?
For me, this is normally a time that I'm still awake and still making music, actually, so...
Well, knowing you, we're all night owls, aren't we, really?
Yeah,
all...
well, I am for sure, yeah.
Well, I suppose you begin, I'm obviously playing tracks off this brand new collaboration now between you and dear Ron Boats. How is Ron? Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine. I actually saw him today, so... I have to give my regards to you as well, so...
You seen him from a distance, or...?
No, I actually visited him today, so...
Oh, my...
I saw him in real life.
Oh, you visited his mansion and chateau.
Well, actually, he was working today, so I visited him at his work, so...
Okay, well, I mean, how did you two guys get together and decide to do an album together?
Well, actually... It was not our idea, it was our wife's idea.
Just them to interfere.
Yeah, well, a bit strangely, they have, Ron and his wife have two kids that are about the same age as we have, and the wives both have a dog that they like a lot, and they actually planned this weekend to go out with the dogs and walk in the Belgian Ardennes, and so they booked this, well, holiday house, and, well... We got dragged along, and then we said, well, what are we going to do? Because we are both not really into the outside activities. So we thought, well, let's both bring a synthesizer, and I brought my laptop, and we just decided to go and try to make music because we actually never played before. And the only thing we wanted to do is see if we could, well... work
yes.
something out, and actually that went so well and so quickly, and we were both quite amazed about it. So after 3 days we were in this house, we had so much material that we said, well, why not, well, release it, and well, that's what happened.
I mean, how did the wives feel about this, you disappearing all night long? I don't suppose they really minded, did they?
No, they didn't mind at all. I mean, we had a really nice time. We had really nice weather.
Yeah.
We all had breakfast in the morning. We had lunch together. We did barbecues in the evening, and we actually watched some soccer because, you know, well, it was World Cup back then in that time. But in between, well, they just went out with the kids, go swimming, go out with the dogs and stuff, and then we stayed in the house and we made music. So they didn't miss us, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure they're busy in talking and nattering away as the ladies do.
Yeah, the problem didn't even know that we were there. So.
No, the title of the album, is it Refuge on There? Is that the right pronunciation?
Yes, I think you do that better than I should. Yeah, I could, so that's, yeah.
How did that title, I mean, it roughly translated as something like shelter glass, isn't it?
Yeah,
or glass shelter.
There was no mysterious meaning to the name, actually.
I bet there was.
Well, I came up with a lot of things, and Ron all, well, kind of, well, grumped at them and said, no.
And as
well,
he would.
Basically, Refuge in Ver was the name of the house that we rented. So, and well, we thought it was quite appropriate, and it was not, well, having any load to it. So, I thought it was a nice name. So, yeah, that's what we chose in the end.
I mean, it sounds fine. I mean, people will always often look a little bit deeper, don't they, below the surface.
Yeah,
sometimes there is, but usually there isn't, is there?
No. And the funny thing is, when you Google on the name, you find two things. You find actually some articles already about the album, and you find the house, and you can just, well, rent it if you like.
Well, a little bit of, what do they call it, product placement there. Now, Summer Thunderstorm, I'm not going to try and pronounce that in French or whatever it is, but, I mean, despite the obvious title, was that literally about a summer thunderstorm?
Yeah, well, after dinner we sat outside and we saw the sun go down and there was this distant sound of thunder, and somehow that always is a very nice sound when it's far away. I mean, it's not nice when it's over your head. But,
no.
It just was a very calming and soothing sound, and we thought, well, let's use that sound and make a track around it. And it's the third track on the album, and before that there are two quite up-tempo tracks with a lot of synth work and a lot of solos, and we thought it was a nice moment to do something quiet, so that's what came out, actually. Yeah.
Well, that's normally how albums or music begins to, you know, you do a couple of harder tracks, and then there's a little softer tracks, then it builds back up again, then it might quieten down again, then it builds up usually to a crescendo, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was what we eventually did. I mean, the order that the tracks are on the CD was not the order we played them in, but
I'll bet it was.
Well, the first two, yes. That I'm not sure about the third, actually. But the first two, the first track was also the first thing we ever did together. So,
wow.
And it's kind of, the first track is also the track that holds the title Refuge in Ver.
Yeah.
And the only thing we added actually afterwards was the intro. And Ron changed a little bit on his solo on the end, but the rest was actually what we played there live, so it's kind of unchanged.
You wouldn't know. No, I think Rooster Fight is playing in the background. Now, I just heard the cockerel crow a minute ago, so obviously that must have been your dawn chorus then, was it?
Yeah, and very early. I mean, when we...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, when we were in the house and we sat outside for the first time, we did see that well... How do you say rooster or cock in English? I don't know, but I chose rooster because it, well, has more, just one meaning instead of the other one.
Yeah, the other meaning, yeah.
Yeah, we thought, we'll probably hear it crow in the morning once and then we'll go back to sleep. But the funny thing was, there was another rooster.
Oh, and he took over.
A few hundred meters farther in another garden, probably.
Oh, dear.
So
dear.
The first one started crowing and then
started
the other one
off.
Responded to that, and that went on and on and on, back and forth. for like 20 minutes or so. And then they stopped for 5 minutes, and then they started all over again.
Oh, you can't keep them going. I know I spent, a week up in... a rented home up in Yorkshire Way,
yeah.
And lo and behold, they had two cockerels.
Yeah, well,
and you know, I mean, it's okay, but 3 o'clock in the morning or 3:30,
4:30, I think.
Oh, you know, yeah. Please shut up, you know.
Yeah, but, well, it was kind of funny, but
well,
yeah, well, and the nice thing is when I thought of it like a thing to track on, and it was just for fun. But I think in the end, the roosters sounds just fit in the track, so it's funny.
Well, they do, but all they had was my old trainer went flying through the air. But but they didn't take any notice. It just carried on as if, you know, all they went off and got their brew together and off they went. But there you go. I'm just going to push the track up a minute and listen to it. So stay with us, please, on the show.
Sure,
here we go. Change and blend of tempo in this track, isn't there, Michelle?
Yeah. It's quite funny, and that's also the mix between me and Ron, I think. What I really like about this project, I mean, you can really well hear that's the combination of our two styles, and I think it blends quite well. So
I think so. I mean, you know, to think you actually did it sort of live, almost improvisation.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know, would you?
No. When we got back and I listened back to all the material we recorded, I was, quite amazed, actually. it's really Ron's ability to adjust to other musicians. You can really tell that he's played so much live with so much other people. I mean, for me, it was the first time, so... Usually, I just started playing something, and he just hopped in and
just go with the flow.
He can play whatever I played. He played something that fitted it. So that's really a quality that he has. And because of that, we went so quick. So
well, sometimes these recordings can be done that way. This is, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work quite so well, but.
Yeah, well, with Ron, I mean, we both like a lot of the same things, so that helps, of course. So,
it certainly does. Now, the third choice we'll be playing in about, 4 or 5 minutes on, is Sunrise. So, ask a silly question. That must have been written or wrote or composed around sunrise?
Yeah, well, we actually only planned to see the sunsets, but because of the roosters, we also got to see the sunrises. It wasn't really planned that way, but it's nice. I mean, the surroundings there are so beautiful.
Yes,
we were really in the middle of you can call it nowhere, but it was really a very nice place in the middle of the nature, and it was so quiet and inspirational to see the nature there. I mean, you're really out, it was all green, and we had what I said, we had great weather, so yeah.
Well, what more could you ask for? Now, did the cockerel, will he get any royalties from his noise?
No, I don't think so. We forgot to sign him on the contract. So.
Well, he'd probably be more interested in the lady hens rather than.
Besides, we would have had to sign the other rooster as well.
Of course, we couldn't find that one.
So.
Well, they have a tendency to run away, don't they? You know, but
I don't know. We couldn't really tell where he was located.
Were obviously both you and Ron happy with the final mix? I mean, did it take an awful lot of adjustments, or did it flow together?
I think we did probably 80% we did there, and after we got home and after we decided that we were going to make an album, we just split up the tracks, and I took half of the tracks with me to my studio and Ron took the other half. We added some stuff, we did some changes in arrangement, and then we kind of switched them, so I got the other four back, and Ron got mine, and then we did some more, and then in the end we sat together and we did the final mixing and stuff we did together in Ron's studio, and it was kind of stressful because Groove has the E-Life Festival in October.
Yes,
and
yes,
that's always
busy.
Or either on E-Life or E-Day, they like to have new stuff out. So,
and well, you've got
suddenly
it.
Suddenly, these deadlines came very quickly. But end, we managed. So, and I think, we are both happy with the end result. Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. On any sort of future projects you think you'd like to get together again sometime?
We haven't discussed it, actually. But at least I would like to do another one with him. I'm not sure. I haven't asked Ron, actually.
Get your wives to discuss it for you.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way to let the managers do this.
I like that, the managers.
Yeah.
Now, where can the listeners get hold of the album? Is it still from groove.nl?
Yes, it's for sale from groove.nl, of course. And I saw last week that also Q Records in Germany has it now.
Oh, right.
And I saw it on the Polish Generator site.
Wow.
And I'm sure the more will follow. But that are three sites that I'm sure that they sell it at the moment. So.
Okay. And your website, you want to remind people of your own website please?
www.synth.nl, and that's synth.nl.
Have you got any, are you planning anything yourself? I know.
Yeah.
I know you're a very prolific writer after your, was it Oceanography, was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the last solo thing I did, yeah. I was planning to release a solo album actually in October, but because this project with Ron was so much fun, I decided to postpone that. I'm working on an album about the Apollo space missions.
Yes, I remember that.
I told you about that.
You did, yeah.
But I had to choose, and I chose to do the project with Ron first now.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably, hopefully, let's stick to hopefully. I will release that in April at the E-Day Festival. Then that's my plan for so far.
Get something.
Yeah. There's coming a little release a bit earlier because we are planning to do a sampler CD with Groove Unlimited.
Oh right,
Dutch Masters.
Yeah,
and
sounds good.
That will
sounds
be
good.
A CD with only Dutch EM artists.
Right,
and they will all do a song about a famous Dutch painting.
Oh, right.
That's a very nice project. I'm working on one track, and there's I think there's about 11 artists contributing to that. So that will be an interesting release, I guess. And that is planned for December. So.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah,
no doubt that will be dropping through my letterbox, that's great, thank you.
I will be getting you a copy.
I meant it in the nicest possible way.
This
is what this is all about, isn't it? I mean, if it hadn't have been like I said to Donna Foreman, Facebook or MySpace, whatever it is, this is the way that this show is built around, and, you know, feeding music off you and etc. makes everybody happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. And the fact that you play it again and people can listen to it, this is, making it the circle we're complete. I mean,
it never ceases to amaze me, and, I do it without trying to blow my own trumpet, but, you know, there's some wonderful music about from some people who've never ever heard of the individuals, and you know, who knows if something great comes from it, then if I've had a small input in it, then it makes me very, very happy.
Yeah, well, I think you were back then one of the first to play my first album back then. And that surely helps. I mean,
anything to promote this, the great music, not everybody's taste, but you know, there's a huge amount of people that are listening to this show and indeed this music, and it's my pleasure to play your music, Michelle. And have you got a message for all those dear listeners out there in chill out sessions?
There's one thing that I wanted to point out is that in 2 weeks' time there's the Hampshire Jam in Lipton.
Liphook.
And Ron will be playing there with his
band.
So, if you like this music, you better go there.
Well, I think we should be there, yes.
I'll be there as well, by the way, but not playing, just I'm Roadie. I'm allowed to carry Ron's stuff. So.
Are you a number one roadie?
Yes.
Oh, what about the wives? Will wives be there?
No, they're staying home. So.
Oh, well.
Ron
probably
will be there with
probably
with
the best way.
The Morpheus crew with Frank Doritke.
Oh, Harold, lovely.
And Eric van der Heide, and I will be there. So.
There's some really excellent music coming out of Holland, etc. It seems to have taken a leap forward, isn't it, over the last 3 or 4 years, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't get so much from the other artists around me. I mean, I'm so busy with my own stuff.
But I mean, overall, it's an awful lot of music is coming out of that particular part of Europe,
okay.
And it's great. And it's my pleasure to play your music again, Synth.nl. Thank you for your time again.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Terry, and playing my music.
It's okay.
Always a privilege. And, well, thanks to all the listeners for, all the support and especially for all the feedback that they give me as well on Facebook and MySpace. I mean, that's still the most motivating part.
It keeps
you going as an artist. So please keep that up.
It makes the heart very warm, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, we'll go out with sunrise again, and it should be sunset.
I'll skip it tomorrow, actually, if you don't mind.
Okay, then, Michelle, thank you for your time again.
Okay, thank you.
You take care, my friend. Give my regards to dear old Ron Boats.
I will.
Synth.nl.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Leave this plane for another couple more minutes. Ron Boats and Synth.nl are a fuse on there. You must get the copy.